On this day, May 12, 1626, a North American explorer who made Niagara Falls known to the world is born. Who is he? We'll tell you his story. Let's get started. The French explorers were the first to deeply penetrate North America. Father Marquette and Joliet discovered the Mississippi on June 17, 1673, and they floated down the river hoping to find the sea. And they made it down to Arkansas in that area, and being convinced that the Mississippi flowed into the Gulf, Marquette and Joliet sailed back to make their report. They didn't want to go too far because it was getting dangerous, and they figured somebody would complete the trip for them or they would do it themselves. Now, the work was followed up by La Salle. He was commissioned to explore into the western portion of New France and complete the work of Marquette and Joliet. Now, his traveling companion was a man named Louis Hennepin, or Father Hennepin. He was a Catholic priest. He's the hero of our story. Louis Hennepin was born on this day, May 12, 1626, in Belgium. Hennepin became a Franciscan friar when he was young, but the life was too restrictive for him. He wanted adventure. He wanted to get out and do something, and this led him to Canada, where he became a missionary as well as an explorer of the North American interior. Hennepin had many great qualities. Now, the great explorer La Salle was commissioned to explore, as I said, the interior of New France and find the mouth of the Mississippi. He was to finish that work of Marquette and Joliet, the work that they started. So in preparation for that work, one of the things La Salle did was send Father Hennepin to the Niagara River to make preparation for the voyage. Hennepin became the historian of this great adventure. So on a cold December day, Hennepin, along with a man named La Motte, with 16 other men, set sail. Now, on this trip, Hennepin became the first European, as far as we can tell, to see Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls!
Sorry, I could not resist putting in the Three Stooges at that point. You just can't when you hear the word Niagara Falls. Like I said, on this trip, Hennepin became the first European, as far as we can tell, to see Niagara Falls. But he's definitely the first to sketch the falls for publication. And his sketches and accounts of the trip were published in 1697 and contain invaluable information for historians. Now, one other thing as a side note, Hennepin is also responsible for making known to the world St. Anthony Falls in Minneapolis. Now, La Salle made it eventually to the mouth of the Mississippi. On April 6, 1682, he arrived at a place where the river divided into three channels and the water became salty, and they finally reached the open sea and they made it to the Gulf. La Salle had done what he was supposed to do. He finished where Marquette and Joliet left off. Now, La Salle named the area Louisiana in honor of Louis XIV. Now, Hennepin did valuable work, which enabled La Salle to make his way to the mouth of the Mississippi. He was brave enough to leave the comforts of the old world and expose himself to the hardships of the new. And we are beneficiaries of the brave work of these early explorers. Now, did you know that Father Hennepin's name is stamped all over four states plus Canada? For instance, Hennepin, Illinois, Point Hennepin in Michigan, Hennepin County in Minnesota, Hennepin Park in Niagara Falls, New York, and Father Hennepin Catholic Elementary School in Niagara Falls, Ontario are just a few places named after the hero of our story. So when you think of Niagara Falls...
Niagara Falls! Slowly I turned, and step by step, inch by inch...
I couldn't resist again. Like I said, when you think of Niagara Falls and that great Three Stooges skit, think of Louis Hennepin. Happy birthday, Louis Hennepin.